Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Let's talk with Michael Edwards of the Chicago Loop Alliance. Some good news, finally, some good news about the local economy from a pretty reliable source here, Michael. The Federal Reserve kind of laid things out for us. How are you this afternoon? And I want to ask you what you make of this.
Great, Anna. It's a good day in Chicago. The days seem to be getting warmer and better. From an economic point of view, we've been tracking data on the performance of the Loop since last July in the midst of the pandemic, and we're glad to see the numbers starting to rise a little bit faster than they were for most of the year.
So is this ahead of schedule, would you say, as to in terms of things returning, in terms of business? And what is it we're actually seeing that's so positive?
Well, everything is, when we graph all of this stuff out, we put it, the backdrop is, of course, the positivity rating, which is kind of the easiest thing for us to track. And there's, of course, an inverse relationship. As the positivity rating goes down, the parking volumes, pedestrian traffic, and things like that go up. And so, thankfully, everybody's starting to get vaccinated. People are wearing their masks. And, you know, I think the city's done a pretty good job of convincing all of us that that's probably the way to success. And we're starting to see that. So parking volumes, as an example, are 87% of what they were in 2019, pre-pandemic. So, you know, people are driving downtown as an indicator of success. We don't know really if they're business people or visitors, but it's probably a good combination of both, and both are appreciated.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, 87% of capacity at this point. I didn't expect that. I don't know if you did. That's pretty close to 100. But I wonder if some of those folks are the people who are not taking public transportation, because you do see Metro and CTA are still down at just under 40% of normal.
Yes. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And people feel safer in their own vehicle. Totally understand that. I take public transit or ride a bicycle, and you know, it feels pretty safe to me, but I totally get it. People are, you know, they have to try it when they're ready to try it, and I think eventually they'll come back. The trains are kind of twice as full as they were maybe at the low point of the pandemic, but still very comfortable to ride, I find.
Yeah, and I'm hearing from more and more people who are jumping on it again. In fact, two guests today even mentioned it, that they were taking it. Or actually, sorry, Bob, our news guy, and another guest who joined the show, both on it and hadn't been on it, I don't think, before. So that's coming back, too. When you look at the hotel occupancy, it's at a third of what it normally is, 36% roughly.
Right.
I guess that may follow with the kinds of events that are returning this spring and summer to downtown. Some of that may spike up, you hope, right?
Absolutely. And of course, business travel is kind of the lifeblood of the Loop. We're a convention town. And having people be able to fly and come in for business meetings will really drive that hotel occupancy number. So we're hopeful about that. Some big companies, BMO Harris, JP Morgan, Citadel, have all announced that their employees are coming back around June 1st. Our small organization is scheduled to come back downtown to work full time June 1st. And so we think, you had asked earlier, we think, you know, downtown will be about 50% capacity. 50% of the people that are typically here, we think, will be back. So that's still not 350,000 employees, but it's 170,000 employees or so. And that may be enough for some of these restaurants to become much more viable than they have been.
Yeah, and that's good news for them. We talk about that a lot, the small businesses that have suffered, right? It's tough. I did see some reporting about the Mag Mile and how it's still 30% vacancies. I hope I got the number right. It seems as if that's a big number. The Mag Mile generates $1.7 billion in property taxes alone, that money much needed for the city. So it's a concern for all of us, Michael. I don't know what you can tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. We suffered maybe not as high, but maybe. I really haven't counted. Haven't really wanted to count. But
no.
We have had some vacancies on State Street. We've had some openings on State Street. And I think people will see stuff come back, I believe, quicker than you think it will. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great energy out there. There's a ton of pent-up demand. And our retailers, for example, are 20% above their projections for the year, which, again, was a pandemic year. But shopping is one of the biggest reasons people are reporting that they come downtown. We're asking that each month. Why do you come downtown? And shopping has risen to the top of the list.
I'd also say, just speaking personally as a shopper, I think now we're seeing some of these restrictions lift, and it will make that shopping experience that much easier, that much better, and more comfortable for folks, hopefully. But also, I feel for the business owners who are constantly trying to police everything and state rules and keep people in line as well as doing their business. I feel like there's a tremendous stress on them just to get it all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, downtown's can be a bit of a complicated place, and the last thing you need is more complications when you finally arrive at your store that you want to buy something from. So I think retailers are being as efficient and as practical as they can to make that shopping experience just as wonderful as possible.
Well, this is good news, Michael. You had to be. I saw it and I thought, wow, this is sooner than I thought. It's pretty cool to get this. I don't know. I mean, am I being too optimistic here? Are you optimistic about stuff?
I am optimistic. Yeah, I mean, we're going to do Sundays on State. We're going to invite the whole region to come down to State Street and do something kind of fun and different in the middle of the Loop. So, we're hopeful, and we're planning on everybody else being hopeful and being willing to come down and check it out.
When does that start again? Just remind us in case we want to take advantage of that.
July 11th and every Sunday after that from 11 in the morning until 8 at night. So you can have your brunch, lunch, and dinner on State Street.
And it's going to be kind of like energy with a lot of stuff going on the street. Shut down to traffic,
totally.
Right? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
We'll check it all out, Michael. Thank you for joining. And good stuff. Good to hear positive news on this.
Great. Thanks, Anna. Have a wonderful day.